Hello and welcome to Jesus Kids Mastery Lab. In this episode, we'll be talking about personal finance hacks that can help you manage your spending habits. In this digital age, creating out time to ensure you become master of your money is crucially important. You need to have a good understanding of your monthly expenses. If you can learn how to create your budget using trackable and detailed method, it will be hugely helpful to you. Debt becomes a huge concern when they are not properly managed. As an individual or a business owner, you have to understand the causes of bad debt, learn efficient ways on how to repay your debt, and also learn how to differentiate between wants and needs. Let's list out some of the popular financial mistakes that can cause financial difficulties. The first is excessive and frivolous spending. The next is living on borrowed money. The third on our list is unnecessarily buying a new car, then living paycheck to paycheck, and finally not considering investing in retirement. This is clearly not an exhaustive list, but can give you an insight on common financial mistakes. There are other numerous avoidable financial mistakes that lots of people are currently making, such as not having a financial plan. A good way to manage your personal finances is creating an effective financial plan. A lot of people keep focused on how they earn money and how they spend it, but don't consider thinking about how to make their money work for them. When you don't have a plan, you can easily be carried away by impulsive buying. A well-crafted promotional marketing campaign can spur psychological influence that will motivate consumers to purchase products or requests for services they are not really immediately looking out for. Yes, this happens to be a common strategy being used by businesses, but it is your responsibility to stick to your personal financial plan and be disciplined. As humans, sometimes there is a strong desire to immediately satisfy your most pressing needs. Having a financial plan will assist you to set realistic goals and lead a life with a strong sense of financial direction. Another notable mistake is not seeking professional personal finance assistance. When you notice your financial situation is becoming highly overwhelming, I would suggest you reach out to a professional. Are financial mistakes avoidable? Yes, they are avoidable. Can it be corrected? Of course, it can be corrected. Managing money can be a very difficult task for lots of people. There are lots of personal finance apps that have been developed that have features that can help you keep up with your spending. They have the ability to track upcoming bill payments, track subscription, and keep up your credit score and investment portfolio. A personal finance app is an application that you can download on your smartphone that helps you to manage your finances. With this app, you can efficiently keep track of savings, expenses such as payment of bills and investment. You have the option to connect your financial institutions to have a clear view of where the money from your bank is being spent. Before signing up with a personal finance app that connects with your bank account, you have to be fully satisfied that they are employing latest security and technology measures to keep customers safe. Security measures include encryption and two-factor authentication. This is crucially important. Personal finance app can be designed in two categories, free and paid versions. We'll be listing out just a few of them. The first is Mint. Mint is a free budgeting app that is user-friendly and allows users to keep track of spending, savings, and monitor your credit health for free. It provides users the ability to sync money management account, bank account, and investment and retirement account. Mint provides you with the option to link debit and credit card to your account. It also has a feature that allows you to categorize your transactions, displaying how you spent your money. With this feature, you can easily keep tab on your expenses. If there is a need for you to make a decision on reevaluating your recurring or variable expenses, you can quickly do that. It also helps you to keep track of your investment and manage utility payments. The next is Personal Capital. It provides a powerful solution to money management, offering investment and budgeting tools. It provides you the access to financial advisors. When it seems you are getting overwhelmed with financial difficulties, it would be a good idea to share it with a professional financial advisor with sound knowledge in specific financial challenges you are currently going through. This will be highly helpful to you. And the third on our list is Spendee. Spendee allows you to integrate your personal bank transactions and assist in the categorizing of your transactions in terms of your spendings on a monthly basis. It also has a feature that tracks bills as at when due for payment. This serves as a reminder to help you avoid penalties attached to late payment. And finally, we have Mobiles. It has a functionality that organizes expenses in categories that allows you to keep track on how your spending is progressing towards your budget. It gives you a good view of the amount you have remaining to spend in each specific budget category. This will help you evaluate your spending if there is a need for it. And it also has charts that are interactive. These charts are very good visuals. If managing your expenses is top on your priority list, I would suggest you improve your level of financial literacy. Your financial literacy level must not be low. Financial literacy is the knowledge of an individual of financial matters like budgeting, investing, banking, and personal finance management. A good knowledge in financial literacy helps individuals to take necessary action regarding their financial affairs. There are numerous benefits you stand to gain when you are financially literate. It impacts positively on your investment, personal savings, and debt management. It will help you to make the right decisions on assessing a loan. It is a very important skill to have in this connected age due to its long-term benefits. We are going to list few helpful tips that can help you strengthen your financial literacy. The first is make effort to have a sound basic knowledge of budgeting. If you can build up the habit of budgeting irrespective of the size of your income, then you can have adequate control over your spending habit. If you are creating a basic budget plan, you will have to capture your monthly income and have a grasp of your expenses. Generally, expenses are either classified as fixed or variable. Some individuals find it really hard to control their growing list of expenses. As much as you can, develop the habit of savings. The next is learn the importance of credit score. Credit cards are clearly the primary means through which credit score is built. Try and keep an eye on your credit spending. It is hugely important to have a good understanding of credit score. A credit score is a number that rates a consumer's credit worthiness. Credit score is generally based on credit history, total level of debt, repayment history, number of open accounts, and some other factors. Your credit score is important to your lenders. It helps in the evaluation of the chances of individuals repaying back loans as at when due. It helps to spot potential defaulters. And having a good understanding of loans will be hugely helpful to you. Personal loans can help you finance huge purchases. If you can, it is much better to have a repayment plan that will make paying off your loan faster, especially when you notice the interest rate is not friendly. There are a few quick tips that you need to be aware of to enable you to achieve faster repayment of loans. The first is make adjustments in your budget in order to make provisions for extra payment towards your loan on a monthly basis. Depending on how the loan is structured, when you make payment on a personal loan, part of the money goes paying off the amount you borrowed and part of it also goes to paying off the interest. When you can, it is better to make payment towards reducing the principal, that is the amount you borrowed. You will need to ask your lender if this is possible. The next is find new effective ways to cut costs. You need to come up with a plan to cut costs and save money. If you make cutting costs part of your top priority, it can help you see the need for a review of your budget. For example, it can help you minimize discretionary spending such as buying new clothes. Then another effective way is to audit your subscription. If suspending some subscription will be helpful to your financial situation, you might just have to consider this option. Just do a quick check and find out if there are monthly subscriptions that you are not currently using. Finally, pay more than the minimum due each month. This will be based on the loan agreement and how it is structured. You have to be conscious of the fact that lenders make money from interest. Some lenders might include prepayment penalty as a clause before loans are being disbursed. You will need to make inquiry if there are penalty attached to prepayment. For you to achieve personal financial goals, your personal finance skills must be very sharp. There are personal finance skills that you have to adopt to help you successfully achieve your financial goals. They are what you probably know, but this will just be a reminder. A very important skill is how to efficiently assess potential costs and benefits of any new venture you plan to embark on. If you can get this right, you will be avoiding a lot of financial mistakes. There are lots of very good personal finance apps out there. When making a decision on signing up with any of them, I would suggest you have the following to your checklist if you already have one. The first is focus on the goal you are trying to achieve. The next is review the functionalities offered by the app to evaluate if they are worth the price or your time. Not all apps are free. You will be required to pay in order to access more functionalities of some apps. So you have to take out time and carry out cost-benefit analysis to ensure you are getting the best from a personal finance app you might need to satisfactorily answer these simple questions. What are the key features of the app? Do I want a free or paid service? How much money is required to use the app? Once you have done this, compare different apps and see which one is the right fit for your needs. And review the scores of the finance apps from other users in app stores on Play Store or Apple. This is a very good way to assess the cost effectiveness and functionality of a finance app. When you notice very poor rating, that is already signaling a red flag. But when the personal finance app is having very high user rating and a good number of reviews, you might have to consider if it is the right fit for your needs. Lastly, strongly focus on keeping your personal information safe. Check if it has multi-factor authorization functionality where you are asked for an additional form of identification when you log in. Some online accounts will send you a text message or an email when you attempt to log in, just a means of additional security in order to verify you are the rightful owner. A personal finance app should have a strong means of protecting your personal information from hackers. You can increase your knowledge about personal finance by reading finance blogs, enrolling in free online classes, listening to podcasts, or visiting a library. If you can, I would suggest you learn above the basics. The global economy is not static. You just have to keep refining your money skills. As much as you can, try and keep impulsive spending under check. It can easily derail your budget and financial goals. We must take control over our finances so that our finances don't control us. This has been Digital Skills Mastery Lab. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to send a mail to digitalskillsmasterylab@gmail.com.